We're finding out that Supergirl actually performed worse in its second weekend than was originally reported. And that's really saying something because Supergirl was already catastrophically bad. But folks, now the sad truth is, DC and Warner Brothers, they recognize that they've got a horrific situation and they're shifting Supergirl to streaming in record time, perhaps before the end of July. It's a great day. It's an awesome day. Folks, it's one of the best days to ever be alive, and we mean it. And thank you for spending your time with us. Today, we're going to be talking about Supergirl. Nobody's having fun over there, but lessons, well, they're being learned. Not sure it's the right lessons, but there's lessons. Oh, there's plenty of lessons. Folks, the lesson we need is for you to click that like button, share this sucker out, and if you're not yet subscribed, what are you doing? We're working overtime for you. Supergirl is being super rushed to streaming to try to save this thing, and if you thought it was bad before, you ain't seen nothing yet. Kevin Fraser is writing this on Joe Blue. Supergirl digital release date reportedly revealed after disastrous second weekend. Folks, we're talking about something that is not quite fact yet, but it's getting real close. Lots of people reporting this. We're waiting for confirmation 100%, but we're getting really close to it. Supergirl is officially a box office bomb following a steep 73% audience drop off in its second weekend. The latest DCU entry has stalled at a disappointing $100 million worldwide. Stop. Marv, is the 73% audience drop off correct now?
Nope.
What is the actual drop off, Marv?
77%.
How did they miss it by that much?
It was so the trades were all predicting $15 million for a 60% drop. Lauren and I both said last week that was a load of hooey. It was never going to happen. They called a 73% drop, and it actually was 77%. They lost a bit more money. The whole big thing about how, they did it. They hit the 100 million in their second weekend. They did not. They
have 77.
Yeah.
73. They were already doing articles talking about how this was one of the most catastrophic drops in the history of cinema. Yep. It dropped almost 80.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yep. Oh, my. Okay.
So Supergirl, the latest from Variety was with the actuals out. Supergirl earned $8.6 million in its second weekend, a 77% decline.
God. All right. Well, so this article came out before the numbers were revised. Here's what it says, though. While Warner Brothers has yet to drop an official confirmation, industry reports suggest that Supergirl is eyeing a July. They've got a typo there. July 28th, digital debut. That's a heck of a typo. they should really fix that one. That one matters. in the gamut
one,
of...
Not one of those ones that you can just brush off.
In the gamut of typos you got to fix. This one is at the top. It says, if this date holds, which that's not the date, it's July 28th, the film will have barely spent a month exclusively to theaters before heading to premium video on-demand platforms, PVOD. All right, so before I go to a very ridiculous defense of James Gunn in light of this, Lauren, here's the play I think they're up to. And this must be every red light is on, total catastrophe, the Titanic has sunk, look out world, we're done for. They're thinking that if they wait even 2 months, the sales will collapse even more because nobody will be thinking about Supergirl. But maybe, just maybe, oh please, if we put it on streaming, would you just please watch it to see how bad it is? That's what they're trying to do and rush it out in, what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, I don't think that there's any way to save this because people already are not thinking about it. You know, this is one of the most historic crashes of a movie release that I think I've ever seen. And I think the message ought to be loud and clear to Hollywood. Stop trolling your audience. Stop showing contempt for your audience, because we have no stomach for it anymore. We are out for blood at this point, so knock it off.
That's right.
Lauren, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Odyssey press tour is currently going on, and they are not listening to your advice.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a fun one to watch, though, isn't it?
Oh, get ready for that.
Well, let me tell you something. When we get to another story later on
tonight,
I'm going to tell you about an even better press tour that's coming for us, because we've got the grandmother of all press tours coming to us.
Lupita, man, let me tell you, she's something special. Talking about something special, Paul Tassi, man, what are you doing? I know you watch the show. You knew we'd have to cover this. You know it. I know it. We all know it.
Okay? That's why he's writing this article. He just wants to be mentioned on the show.
Over on Forbes. What is this? Fish meat barrel. Despite Supergirl's failure, it's a bad idea to replace James Gunn. Okay?
This is the problem, Pro. They didn't James Gunn hard enough.
Here's the deal. There are arguments that you could make. I can think of arguments about why you would keep James Gunn at this point. You could say, we'll get guardrails. You could say, we can't start over again. Seriously. Like, we just can't keep doing this. We have to... Got to stay with the coach we got. We're going to figure it out. We're going to help him out. Like, I can come up with some reasons. They're not good reasons. I didn't say they're good reasons because he needs to go, but I can come up with reasons. What about Paul Tassi? Can Paul Tassi at Forbes come up with the reasons? Well, let's find out, folks.
He cannot.
And see what he says. Supergirl has just barely crawled past $100 million at the global box office, less than a sixth of what its predecessor Superman did. Cool. Got it. Okay. Postmortem about Supergirl describes clash between director Craig Gillespie and James Gunn. Got it. Okay. Many are questioning Gunn's ability to lead. Yep, true. And here's what he says. Starting over again would be a nightmare. Either you have to do a third universe reboot in the last 5 years, or you have to have someone else working within the first few years of Gunn's setup, which I imagine could be a sort of Disney new Star Wars trilogy situation of disjointed cooks. Well, good to call out that. Okay, all right, that's decent. Gunn has proven to be very good at a few things, namely producing high-quality superhero content himself. Be it animated series or live-action films, as a director or writer, and I would argue casting, his choices for the Superman cast being spot on, creating an iconic Peacemaker team, and Millie as Supergirl was not on the top 10 list of that movie's problems. The next slated projects do not seem like bad ideas. Lanterns again seems well cast.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Clayface, who cares? It's like an $18 million horror movie. After that, the next mainline movie is Gunn's own Man of Tomorrow, which, like all of his other superhero projects, is likely to be good.
Good Lord, Paul, why don't you marry him already?
I mean, I can keep going, but guys...
I mean, why is he going to buy the milk if he... Why is he going to buy the cow if he can get the milk for free?
In the face of this Supergirl movie, maybe it's time to question some of these statements about Gunn. Well, and so, shall we say, too... All I can come up with is Gunn had a darn good Guardians of the Galaxy under the watchful eye of Ike Perlmutter, and then he had a pretty good sequel to that. And after that, I don't know what it is that James Gunn has done that deserves to be anywhere close to running an entire studio. Let's bring our guys back in here. Wait a minute. You're not Andy. No.
Oh, I'm not Andy.
No.
Where's Andy?
That's Andy's Andy.
Andy's coming.
There's Andy. There he is.
Sorry. I got the joke wrong. All right. Wiz, Andy, guys. This is embarrassing over at Forbes. Give me some more Caroline Reed. Paul Tassi is just too much.
Well, so his point, Pro, that he makes in it is that you need more James Gunn.
No, of course.
You need James Gunn getting more involved with every script, James Gunn getting more involved with every production. That's basically what Paul Tassi says from what I've gleaned when I scanned that article. But I'm like, did he not read what I read this past weekend where essentially James Gunn stole Supergirl from its director and, you know, recut the entire movie? And like that was a James Gunn movie.
What's the song they sing in Supergirl? What's the needle drop one?
Oh gosh, it just the takes middle some time.
By Jimmy Eat World.
Little boy in a little life, and everything will be just fine.
It should have just been Wannabe from the Spice Girls. I'm serious, unedited.
It was supposed to be Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but a cover of it. Which would have just been Captain Marvel Part 2.
Because Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
What?
That would have been so cringe.
Could make it happen.
It's not like it didn't. They managed to find a song that was just as much cringe. All right, Wiz, Gunn, does he have to stay or go? He's at 77% drop on Supergirl, and now they're rushing to get the thing into streaming as fast as they possibly can. What say you?
I think the access media, I mean, yeah, we can talk about Paul Tassi specifically, but if you look at like Variety, Hollywood Reporter, if you look at a lot of these publications, even the fact that we're this early on and we're getting news that Craig Gillespie lost the access to his own movie, right? They David Ayered him, right? You know, Marv and I were talking about this on Culture Crossfire a little while ago, but they David Ayered Craig Gillespie here. I think the access media is laying the groundwork for his replacement or for him to leave.
So why is Tassi defending him?
Well,
Because he's there's got to be a few of them that aren't in line that haven't gotten the memo, and maybe yeah, he's just the one that hasn't been given the marching orders yet. He's rebellious. And he
have we done a Scott Mendelson check yet? Scotty's got to be doing the same thing, because, I mean, you know Scotty's going to pick the wrong way every single time. So got to check on Scotty, Matt Jarbo, and Paul Tassie. Oh, if those three align.
Jarbo's already shared Tassie's thing. And
oh, he's defending him. Okay, right, folks, yeah. we're 2 out of 3 for the stars aligning to know.
Yeah, no, Jarbo was the one that said we need more James Gunn.
Oh, sorry. Of course.
Jarbo was the one that said you need James Gunn on every single script.
We should get Jarbo on the show sometime. I mean, just talk about it.
Are you taking Jarbo seriously?
No.
No. So honestly, I still think
I was confused there for a second, guys. Like,
did you hear the empathic? No. It's like, let's not be mean. Marv, go ahead.
I still think that the reason why the trades are all telling the truth about this movie is because he shot his mouth off at Deadline. And, you know, Deadline's not the one doing it. It's Variety and The Hollywood Reporter doing it, because they're all owned by the same company, by Penske. So he slammed Deadline, and now they're not making things up about him. They're just telling the truth for once.
Well, no. I think you're not incorrect, Marv, but there is one other itty-bitty angle I want to throw in there. He's made their job more difficult. He has made it so that it is now more difficult to sell a girl power, all girls get it done movie. Okay. That James Gunn, Snow White was like a hole in the armor last year, but this Supergirl movie has done irreparable damage to the girls get it done narrative. I mean, the drop, it didn't even make 10 million. Wow. That's nuts.
It didn't even make 9. That 9 that we were talking about, Wizard, on Culture Crossfire, that was wrong. It made 8.5.
Get it out of there. Get that 9 out of there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what we found out with the actuals.
77% drop was second weekend.
So they're saying that if Snow White had vomited on screen, it would have done better?
No. I hadn't thought about that. Is there a dwarf named Drunky? Did we miss that guy?
If she had vomited, urinated, with the door open.
Angry, bashful, smelly, stinky, drunky.
The argument could be made that in this case, girls did get it done. They just didn't understand what the get it done part meant.
They didn't show up. Boy, I wish we had the demos for the second weekend. That's a good way to end this conversation, guys. It was the girls. The girls didn't come watch Supergirl. They didn't go to the theaters. Mm-hmm. So we looked at this in the past. It was like 60% plus male. What's the second weekend? Is it even worse? Did the ladies like hold their husbands and their boyfriends, you know, grab them and say, don't go, don't see it, I've heard things. I don't know, but nobody went and saw, that's for sure. But I'd love to see the demos for second weekend. They'll never give it to us. Streaming on the way, though, and probably this month, Supergirl done. Over under, guys, how soon until Millie Alcock decides she's going to blame Christian dads? What do you think?
Oh, there's going to definitely be interviews over the next year about how it was toxic fandom and it was misogyny and it was, you know, all this.
Man of Tomorrow press tour. Ooh, yeah. Here we go.
I don't know. I think they're going to silence her. I think she's very difficult.
Violently or just like
problems. No. They're just gonna. They're gonna
make them an offer. They're gonna do a gag order.
You're gonna be somebody with a dart gun on the office. Don't
dart in your neck. I said,
don't say it. Don't say it, Millie.
Like the Muppets. They're gonna.
All right, folks. It's going off the rails tonight. We're having a good time though. Millie Alcock not having a great time. Christian dads prevail again. Young Washington winning and Supergirl going to streaming, perhaps in record time. You know, when you stick around for the entire video, it really does help the channel. And we're so appreciative of that, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine that you would stick around and hear everything we have to say. The studio is glistening because you're listening each and every day. If you're not yet subscribed, well, you should be. And click that like button. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.